show space food down to a point. We race through space and time, transportals and worlds that rhyme. Our stories just hit the spot. Don't tune in late, you'll miss the plot. About a good time show on the radio. So to and fro, here we go. I don't know a better show, Space Group on 4.0. Join us on our starship crew while we endeavor to amuse. In each and every episode, we stream across the great cosmos. Show Space Group Down 4.0. So check us out for score and all.
This season brought forth the new spacier theme song.
Oh, where's Space Group Down 4.0?
Streaming through the stars in a great big foursome, 4x4.
Hello to all the Space Crewtonians out there. It is really a pleasure to be here with you again today. Who would have thought that not only Curdy and I would still be bringing our own version of Croutons to you? Today, faithful listeners, we have another special story. One that we hope will bring a smile to your lips, a chuckle, and maybe even a glistening tear to your eyes. As we explore deeper into the reaches of our storytellers, we venture upon an enlightening story of superheroes and the roles they play in our everyday lives. Before we get into today's episode, let me introduce my cohort, my plus one, the loyal to my hearty. We have become such a household name that I am not sure if he could make it without me. In fact, if you go back and look at the previous episodes, I think you will find that I have been the one constant that holds this show together. If you don't bother to count the 15.5 million followers that I have on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, we're pretty much equal in everyone's eyes. But enough for the introduction.
My oh my, thank you, Seth. I must say that your introductions get more abundantly gracious with each episode, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you for all that you do. In fact, without you on this show, it would cease to exist as we know it. It reminds me of something my dad once said. He said, "You truly know who your friends are by what they bring to a potluck dinner, and if they bring a pot roast, well, that's my luck for dinner." Mm-hmm. And Sally, if our show were a potluck dinner, then you'd be the fried chicken for each and every episode. Yes, sir, you're not a jello salad kind of girl. No way. Just look at the way you entree for each and every episode. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So, tell me, Sally, what can you reveal about today's sponsor?
Of course, Cordy. Today's episode is brought to us by the Geek Letter Echo, 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 Echo. And though it may sound like we're in a concert hall, or even a canyon, it's a little known fact that each and every time the letter is mentioned by name, a reverberation occurs naturally, thus emphasizing the universal effects of the Geek alphabet and specifically the letter Echo, 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 Echo.
It's amazing what we learn on this show, isn't it, Sally? I mean, for those of you who were somewhat unfamiliar with the Geek alphabet, this may be a new piece of information. But let me tell everyone, there are lots of uses for this letter, not the least of which is that it can be fun at parties. Just listen to this. Echo.
Echo. Echo. Echo. Echo. Echo.
Wow, Cordy. You seem to have hidden talents that are just now rising to the surface. I'm sure there are more, but your talents play right into our episode today. You see, today we'll be joined by a collection of individuals who discovered they too have hidden talents. But these people use these talents for the betterment of mankind, fighting evil and keeping everyone safer so that we can sleep better at night.
Well, Sally, I think I may know who you're talking about. It sounds like you're referring to our friends from Marvel and DC. Were you able to get Superman to appear on our show?
No, Curdy, Superman isn't going to be on our show today.
Batman?
No Batman either.
I'll bet there's no Ant-Man either, huh? We probably don't even have Inspector Gadget, do we?
No, Curdy, as a matter of fact, I would venture to say that you may have never heard of any of our guests today. Any more guest guesses?
Of course. I'm sure I can guess a few. You just tell me when I get one right, okay?
Okay, Curdy. I'll be sure to stop you if you guess correctly.
Aquaman, Zatara, Incredible Hulk, Asterisk, Zatanna, Hellboy, Iron Fist, The Atom, X-Men, The Avengers, Iron Man, Hawkeye, Batgirl, Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel Man, Batwoman, Wolverine, The Rocketeer, Green Lantern, Black Canary, Watchmen, Green Arrow, The Shadow, Black Panther, Captain America, The Wasp, Thor, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider, Submariner, Fantastic Four, Catwoman, Elektra, Conan the Barbarian, Doctor Strange, Daredevil. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. Give up?
I guess so, Sally. Maybe you should introduce our guests.
Sure, Cordy. But first, let me preface our introductions with a few tidbits of information.
Go ahead, Sally. You've got the call.
Well, Cordy, all of our guests today have a few things in common. They all lead ordinary lives. They have wonderful, supportive families and are overachievers in every sense of the word. They also possess a superpower. And they have also joined together to form the Brotherhood, united in their fight against evil. They don't command headlines like Superman or Batman, but they hold the line against tyranny and evildoers all across the galaxy.
Well, they sound amazing. Can we meet them?
Of course, Cordy. But there is one more thing. And it's something that I think you'll find very interesting and unique.
And what's that, Sally?
They are all relatively young, at least by today's societal standards.
Well, now I'm really intrigued.
The Brotherhood has assembled at an undisclosed location and will be contacting us any second. They've been monitoring our broadcast and... There they are now. Greetings, everyone.
My sincerest apology, Sally. It seems we've had our universal voice translator tuned to the wrong language. Is that better?
Much better, thank you.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am... the Snail.
It's great to finally meet you. Please allow me to introduce my partner and co-host, Curdy Clammerwood.
Well, it's an honor to make your acquaintance.
Likewise, Curdy. Likewise. We've heard many good things about you and your show.
And Sally's been telling me about you and your friends. She tells me that each of you have a superpower, so can you enlighten us as to your abilities? Oh, and how old are you? Do you have an archenemy? How many superheroes are there? Who all do you have with you today? Inquiring minds want to know.
You certainly have a lot of questions, Curdy. I'm sure we'll get around to most of them in due time. As for everyone else, I think I'll allow everyone to introduce themselves. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My age? Well, on Earth I'm not yet to drive an automobile. And I'm known as... the Snail. In your world, you refer to me as Saul.
So, do you move really slowly?
Not really, Curdy, but I can cause time to slow down for you.
I can make time stand still.
Did you notice anything, Curdy?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did, Saul. Amazing! What do you do with that power?
Have you ever wished you had a few more seconds to finish something? Maybe an accident about to happen? A natural disaster like an earthquake, tornado, or hurricane? Sometimes a few seconds is all you need to make a difference.
And you've helped people everywhere?
I've helped beings all over the universe, Curdy. Remember, time is a relative constant almost everywhere. Now let me turn the floor over to my associate.
Thank you, my friend. My name is Komodo Man. In your world, my name is Walter. My strength is many times than humans.
Well, you sound very young, Walter. Can I ask your age?
Age is not important. so you know when someone needs help, I'm there. I stop buildings from falling down, and airplanes from crashing. I stop islands from sinking into the ocean, and meteors and from crashing into Earth. And now, Curdy, I'd like to give you a small demonstration of my power. I lifted a car over my head. You can't see it, but I can.
Wow.
Using one hand.
Wow.
By standing on one foot and jumping rope.
Unbelievable.
And now, Curdy, let me pass my thanks to you. And now I'll turn the floor over to a friend of mine.
Greetings, Curdy and Sally. My name is the speaker, but you can call me Katie Doolittle.
Hello, Katie.
Hello, Katie. What was that?
That was a short demonstration of my abilities.
And that is?
I'm able to communicate with animals, Curdy. I was using my dolphin language to thank you and wish you and Sally the best. You see, Curdy, since animals are much more in tune with the Earth, they can warn us of disasters well before humans can sense danger. I talk to animals all the time. You might be surprised on how smart they are.
And you use this ability to help people?
We have been able to ward off many natural catastrophes, increase food production, and discover new medical solutions for our galaxy.
Well, I'm speechless. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome, Curdy. And now let me present...
What was that?
Grinder Boy here. You can call me Mason.
Well, hello, Mason. It's nice to meet you. So tell me, what special ability do you possess?
I'm super fast, Grady. So fast, it's hard to describe.
How fast? Can you give us a demonstration?
Already have, my friend. Look behind your coffee cup. See the croc charm I've placed up behind it.
Why, what do you know? There is a croc charm. It's a...
basketball.
Yes, it is.
You see, Curdy, speed does have its advantages. Imagine what could be done during emergencies. You've heard that Superman is faster than a speeding bullet?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Child's play.
Wow. And speaking of children, Mason, just how old are you?
Let's just say I won't be attending any R-rated movies anytime soon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to run.
He certainly does have a flair for entrances and exits. So who's next?
Hello, Curdy. I'm Fire Girl. You can call me Wheezy. Well, Wheezy Lovelace.
Hello, Fire Girl. Louise. It's an honor to meet you.
The honor is all mine, Curdy.
And what special ability do you possess?
Oh, you may have guessed for my name. I can throw fire.
Can you?
Look outside your window, Curdy.
Whoa! A fireball has just landed nearby in the street in front of Van Helsing. Fire Girl. And now, something else has dropped from the sky and there's nothing but steam coming up.
You can also throw ice.
Well, just how far can you throw?
As far as I need to. I'm very good.
I can see that. And you have used your power?
Many times, Curdy.
Well, I'd think you'd be very handy around a volcano.
Or ice storm. Ta-ta for now, Curdy. I'll pass you along to my friend.
Hi, Curdy. I'm Crabman. You're going to call me JS.
Well, why are you called Crabman, JS?
I can move in strange ways.
You move? Well, that's not much of a special ability, is it?
And I can move with my mind.
Good job. You can move things. Hey, my coffee cup.
I can move anything, anytime, anywhere.
Well, that certainly is a special talent. Tell me, JS, just how old are you?
With this day, my mom is my best friend. Later, Taylor.
Well, after a while, never mind.
Hello, Curdy.
Hello, and who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
It's your friend, Justin. Justin Time. You can call me Tyler Train.
Hello, Tyler. Have we met before?
Well, isn't time relative? I mean, we've met, but it was in the future. Or past.
I'm a bit confused.
It's very simple, Curdy. Allow me. Hello, Curdy.
Hello, and who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
It's your friend, Justin. Justin Time. You can call me Tyler Train.
Hello, Tyler. Have we met before? Wow, I just had the strangest feeling of deja vu.
Exactly.
So we have met before.
Very good, Curdy.
This is quite surreal. Help me understand what you guys want.
It's simple, Curdy. Evil forces are banding together. We in the Brotherhood are joining forces, too. We have to be better positioned to combat them.
So how can we help?
We need...
a movie. That's what we need, Curdy. A movie. A blockbuster movie will give us the recognition and resources that we need to combat evil. Look what Hollywood has done for others that do very little for society.
It's a no-brainer, Curdy.
Make it happen.
Come on, man.
I know we can count on you.
Yes!
Curdy!
I guess I've been volunteered. So I guess the first thing to do...
Curdy, I am afraid we are out of time.
Right you are, Sally. I want to thank everyone for today's episode. It's certainly been an eye-opener and one I'll never forget. Sally, what do you think?
Two things, Curdy. First, and maybe most important, I was wondering if this brotherhood is the same brotherhood that we've been warned about. We really don't know that much about them.
That's a great observation, Sally. What do you propose?
I think we should continue to monitor and observe these guys. I believe the smart money is on them, and their story is legitimate. But we've been led down the wrong path before.
So we have, Sally. So we have. I think you're spot on. We'll keep an eye on these guys. If nothing else, I bet they're fun to be around. What else? You said you had another concern.
Not really my concern, Curdy. But if you have really volunteered to help them, I think that you have your work cut out for you. Tell me, Curdy, are you finally going to call in the favor that Spielberg owes you? I mean, after all, without you, E.T. never would have phoned home.
Well, Sally, let's just think about it for a while and see what our options might be.
As you wish, Curdy. Just remember, time flies like an arrow.
Yes, it does. Or in Tyler's case, like a boomerang. Duck, here it comes again.
Maybe so, but fruit flies like a banana.
That's pretty bad, Sally.
Thank you, Curdy. I've been taking lessons from your dad. Until next time, Curdy.
And as always, keep peace in your hearts until our next story time. And keep an eye out for us on Facebook, Spotify, the World Wide Web, or anywhere your internet vehicle of choice takes you.
Join us on our Starship cruise while we endeavor to amuse. In each and every episode, we stream across the great cosmos. Show Space Groove Times 4.0. So check us out for score and all.
This season brought forth the new spacier theme song.
Oh, where's Space Groove Times 4.0?
Streaming through the stars in a great big four-star, 4x4.
Now you know, here we go. Tell the world about a good time show on the radio. So join the flow. Here we go. I don't know a better show. Space Cruise.
Space Croutons is a work of original fiction. Similarities to persons, situations, or events, real or fictional, is coincidental and unintentional and could be fun. No animals were coerced, injured, starved, exploited, overworked, oppressed, abused, overburdened, or taken advantage of during this production, except for Ralph the Wonder Llama. Created and written by Jerry, Jace, John, Della, and Jeff Goodson. Episode story by John. Production by John. Featuring the voice talents of Jeff, Levi, Walker, Clara, Carter, Joanna, John Sawyer, and Joel. Entire work copyright 2021 by Jeff, John, Jerry, Della, and Jace Goodson. This has been a Good Witch Audio production.